91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Around 6 o'clock last night, Central Hastings OPP were called to an Atkinson Road home for a reported break and enter. Sometime overnight, someone had pried a padlock and a door off of a shed. A weed eater, leaf blower, chainsaw, air compressor, miter saw, and other tools were all reported stolen. Anyone with information is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. And Quinte West OPP were called to a motor vehicle collision last night around 10 p.m. on Creswell Drive. 40-year-old Kimberly Young of Trenton was charged with impaired driving. And at about 2:30 this morning, police pulled over a Nissan Altima that was swerving in the lane. 23-year-old James Thompson of Quinte West also faces charges of impaired driving. Both drivers were impounded for 7 days and both received automatic 90-day license suspensions. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's latest clash with the media is sparking controversy that some fear may tarnish the city's reputation. Ford faced off with a Toronto Star reporter he accuses of spying on his family. It's the second time he's called the police over a confrontation with members of the media. Political expert Graham White says there's only one way for Ford to salvage his image.
He's got to stop doing dumb things.
The Star says the reporter was on public property near Ford's home to look at land that the mayor wants to purchase. Officials say Conrad Black has been released from the Florida prison where he was completing a 42-month sentence for fraud and obstruction of justice. Andy Blatchford of the Canadian Press was outside the gate when it happened this morning.
A caravan of three immigration vehicles came racing out of the front gate of the prison. So one would assume that Mr. Black may have been in one of those vehicles on his way either to detention, which was one possibility, or perhaps to an airport to leave the country.
Despite the fact that he renounced his Canadian citizenship in 2001 to become a British lord, the federal government of Canada granted his application for a one-year temporary resident permit, paving the way for his return to Canada. There's a delay in closing arguments at the first-degree murder trial of Michael Rafferty. They had been set to begin today in London, Ontario, but both the defense and prosecution lawyers say they needed more time to prepare. Closing arguments are now scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, with final instructions coming from the judge on Wednesday. The 31-year-old Rafferty is charged with kidnapping, sexual assault, and first-degree murder in the death of 8-year-old Victoria Stafford. The last Canadian penny will be manufactured today. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty will be on hand when the event happens at the Royal Canadian Mint facility in Winnipeg. Bill Marshall has the story.
In his March budget, Flaherty announced the 1-cent coins would no longer be produced. He estimates that'll save the government $11 million a year because it costs more to make a penny than it's worth. He says many Canadians view the coin as nothing more than a nuisance. Even though 1-cent coins will no longer be made, they'll always be accepted in cash transactions as long as Canadians hold on to them. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press.
The red ink continues to flow at the nation's largest air carrier. Air Canada's first quarter loss came in 11 times higher this year than in 2011. The airline survived higher fuel prices, work stoppages, and the bankruptcy of the company that formerly overhauled its planes. The Montreal company reports its net loss for the 3 months ended March 31st and was about $210 million. A Taliban suicide bombing in a Pakistani market close to the Afghan border has killed 20 people. Reporter Sebastian Abbott says at least 40 people were wounded in the attack.
The suicide bomber detonated his explosives as he approached a security checkpoint near the market in the town of Kar. The attack took place as locals were headed to work or taking their children to school, and the dead included a woman and several school children.
Five of the dead were local members of the security forces, including one who had received an award for bravery for fighting Islamist militants. A Norwegian court has heard the autopsy reports of the first victims of a youth camp massacre. The killing spree left 69 people dead on Utøya Island on July 22nd. Anders Breivik, who has admitted to the massacre and a bombing in Oslo, listened as a police inspector and coroner described the gunshot wounds he inflicted on his victims. The coroner says the average age of the Utøya victims was 18 years old. Breivik claims the victims were traitors. Industry Canada is dampening expectations of how much the aerospace industry could reap from the troubled F-35 program, lopping over $2 billion off the Harper government's often hyped estimate of benefits. Murray Brewster has more.
A senior department official told the House of Commons Public Accounts Committee Canadian companies are eligible to bid on as much as $9.85 billion in production contracts associated with the F-35. Simon Kennedy was responding to questions from the all-party committee.
This is the estimated slice of the pie, if you like, for Canada.
The Conservatives have long trumpeted the estimated $12 billion the country could gain in industrial benefits. The revised estimate is based partly on new figures from the U.S. that show only 3,100 planes will be built. The Auditor General was concerned the government's figures were being overstated. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Opposition groups in Syria are planning mass rallies today. It's to protest yesterday's raid by security forces against a state-run school, which left four students dead. The raid sparked outrage among many people in Syria, where hardline President Bashar Assad launched a crackdown on his opponents more than 13 months ago. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are right after this.
There are plenty of regular day camps for kids, and then there's conservation camp.
For a summer experience kids will truly love and parents can feel good about, check out 8 great weeks of summer fun at Quinte Conservation. Children 7 to 13 will grow and learn through the exploration of the great outdoors. With 2 locations available, Quinte Conservation's main office in Belleville and Macaulay Mountain Conservation Area in Picton, it's the natural choice that's best for your kids.
For more information, call 968-3434. Or visit quinteconservation.ca.
91X Sports, Alexei Ponikarovsky says he didn't have time to celebrate because everyone jumped on him right away. Ponikarovsky scored on his own rebound at just 17 minutes into overtime as the New Jersey Devils beat the Flyers 4-3. With the win, the Devils take a 2-1 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. Ilya Kovalchuk, who missed Game 2 with a lower body injury, seemed to be feeling much better. He had a goal and 2 assists for the Devils. The LA Kings barely scraped into the playoffs, and now the 8th-seeded team is on the brink of a Western Conference final. Drew Doughty had a goal and 2 assists, and Jonathan Quick made 18 saves as Los Angeles beat St. Louis 4-2. Doughty says his team is playing well.
We have full confidence in this team. Every single guy is playing their best right now. Everyone's working as hard as they can. We're sticking to Daryl Sutter's game plan. And when we have a goalie like Quick back there, you know, anything can happen. So we're really excited at the position we've put ourselves in, but we can't be satisfied with that.
They take a 3-0 lead in their playoff series and can wrap up the series on Sunday at home. The Kings are now 7-1 in the postseason. Phoenix Coyotes forward Rafi Torres is appealing the length of his 25-game suspension for his late hit to the head of Chicago's Marian Hossa. Torres and the Players Association will meet with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman about the length of the suspension, but will not argue the suspension itself. Hossa has left the ice on a stretcher in Game 3 and did not return for the first-round series. The defending NBA champions are on the verge of starting their offseason. The Dallas Mavericks lost again to Oklahoma City 95-79. They trail their opening round playoff 3-0. LeBron James scored 32 points, including 8 straight to start the fourth quarter as the Miami Heat took a 3-0 series lead. They had an 87-70 victory last night. The loss sends the New York Knicks to an NBA postseason record 13th straight loss. James said he wanted to help the cause in the fourth quarter when he scored 17 points after sitting out the third quarter with foul trouble.
My mindset was make plays.
Worship him, don't let him deal with brothers. step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but things changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. Just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Never be the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted.